This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There were 91 people who contracted Legionnaires' disease in Genesee County in 2014 and 2015, according to official records. It was a spectacular spike in cases in a county which averaged fewer than 10 cases of Legionella over the prior 4 years. 12 of those 91 patients died. And as we know by now, that burst of Legionnaires came after April 2014. After Flint switched its drinking water source from the Detroit system to the Flint River, a switch that happened without properly treating the river water. But in her latest story for Bridge Magazine, Chastity Pratt-Dossie raises a troubling question. Could the death toll from Legionella actually be higher? There was a big jump in pneumonia and flu deaths in Genesee County in 2014, and how many of those could have been Legionnaires? And even though health officials and hospitals knew of the Legionella outbreak, why did they keep patients and family members in the dark? Chastity Pratt-Dossie is with us now. Welcome back, Chastity.
Thank you.
And we welcome Lashima Marble. Her mother, Bertie, died in March 2015. Her medical records speak of healthcare-associated pneumonia. It was only after her death that the family discovered a doctor's order to test Bertie for Legionnaires. Lashima, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Chastity, first the focus in Flint was on lead, then the spike in Legionnaires, but now you're looking at pneumonia and flu. What happened in Genesee County with occurrences and deaths that we know of?
Well, we know, obviously, about the Legionnaires and the Legionella. When I got into the story about the Marble family and their questions, I did some digging, and I looked at the state vital records, and it shows that during the crisis, during the beginning of the water crisis in 2014, there was an unprecedented jump in pneumonia and flu deaths. And this is something that no one in local, state, or federal health departments has discussed or, as far as I can tell, even really looked at.
In fact, as you point out in your piece, you've had a real hard time actually getting hard statistics from anybody.
Absolutely. And people would say, okay, pneumonia and flu, what does that have to do with anything? Well, Legionnaires is a severe form of pneumonia. And when you talk to experts, they say, well, you know what, with such a jump in pneumonia deaths, those could have been Legionnaires deaths that weren't counted, that weren't diagnosed. That possibility is very real.
Lashima, your mother, Bertie, was 68. She was on dialysis, wasn't she?
Yes.
And what brought her to McLaren Regional Center in Flint early last year?
Well, she was complaining about chest pain. At one point, her blood pressure was shooting up. She was just not feeling well.
And now she lived in Grand Blanc, which we should note is not on Flint water. So is
correct.
As all of that was happening, of course, in early 2015, people really didn't know. But there was no reason to suspect there was anything awry with the water at the home.
Correct.
So she was sent to McLaren, then discharged, and then brought back in the next day. Why was that?
Shortness of breath. She was lethargic. She was really having some problems. Just even being able to be herself. Her conversation was not clear. She just wasn't feeling herself.
And I was so touched the bit of information, Chastity, that you told us that even as she went back to the hospital the next for that second time, Bertie got herself dressed up and she wanted to make sure she looked her best. That really was her, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that was my mom. She did not want to be caught going anywhere, not being dressed and groomed.
And so there she was, sick. What were you told as far as the reason that she was deteriorating? What did you hear from doctors?
We were told that there was an unknown infection. And we kept asking over and over again, what do you mean an unknown infection? And they couldn't locate it. No one knew where it was. They were just treating her with antibiotics, but at the same time, continuing her dialysis treatments. So it still wasn't impacting any progression as far as making her feel any better. It was just a continuation of not letting us know what was going on. And we begged for answers. We requested to move her to University of Michigan Hospital. We were told that she was unable to be moved due to the deterioration of her health. But that was, you know, an ongoing conversation, but no one did anything about it.
And on March 20th of 2015, she died. And her death certificate, as you reported, Chastity, says cardiac arrest brought on by septic shock due to pneumonia. Now, Lashima, where and when and why did your family begin to think her death may have something to do with Legionella?
To be honest with you, We kept hearing things about the water crisis. However, you know, being that we lived in Grand Blanc, no one thought about it. You know, we were praying for the families that were suffering and were really angry about the children and things that were going on with the lead poisoning. But it was just so happened one night, I was just watching the television, and they actually provided bullet points to state the different symptoms of Legionnaires. And, you know, I started putting two and two together, and they were talking about McLaren Hospital having, you know, different individuals being sick due to the water crisis. And it just rung a bell. I don't know if it was Christ himself or my mom saying, hey, do something. But I talked to my family, and I said, I think we really need to look into this. And we did.
And what did you find buried deep in her chart?
One of the things that we saw was that they wanted to test her for Legionelles. But it was late in her, you know, her visit to the hospital. And we were wondering, why didn't they test her when she first got there? Because if she was having these symptoms, then someone should have tested her, but they didn't do it.
So let's recap here. Deep in her medical records, mm-hmm. there are two references to Legionella. Mm-hmm. No one said anything to you, the family.
No.
Birdie Marble completely fit the CDC profile of patients who need to be tested for the disease. Elderly, medically fragile, weakened immune system.
Also, the fact that the hospital had found the bacteria in its own water supply
And that's where I want to go now. So what was the situation with McLaren and Legionella in its water supply?
At the time that she goes to the hospital knows that Legionella has been found in its water system. It was found in the water system about 7 months prior to her being there. And they know that they are seeing an uptick in the people who are coming down with Legionnaires and people who are dying from Legionnaires. So the time that she gets there, they know it's been found in their water. There are a lot of people dying from this. She has all these symptoms. She has a weakened immune system. And so that's why you see the family saying, well, why wasn't she tested earlier? She was, they requested testing her towards the end of her life. And at that point, she couldn't even produce urine to be tested. And the urine tests are the most reliable and the quickest way to find out. And she wasn't producing urine at that point.
And as you point out in your story, it was the state and not McLaren that revealed the fact that Legionella bacterium was in the water at McLaren.
And in some 2015 reports from the state health department, they mentioned that it was found.
Now, is there good reason to believe that Legionella could have been present in the water at McLaren when Birdie was a patient there in early 2015? I know you mentioned it was found about 7 months prior.
There's no way for us to know that. McLaren at this point is deep under litigation, so they're not saying either. The state of Michigan is not saying. And what I heard from the Marble family and other people in Flint is really some anger at not being told for months and months and months that this Legionnaires outbreak was going on. And also, if they know that the hospital has some situations and they're dealing with it, why didn't the state health department go in and do its own testing? Why is the state health department depending on the hospital to say what happened?
So overall, no one said Legionnaires, you find this. What did you think when you saw that little bitty note buried in that chart?
I felt like we had been betrayed. I felt like it was a cover-up. I was just uneasy with it. To trust in a medical facility to do their job and the officials to be able to do their job, and that is to serve people. I serve people every day. I work with children, so I'm expected to do my job, and that is to look out for the safety of others. To me, it was just something that was just sickening to me. It's hurtful. My family has suffered from this, you know, just considering that we were already dealing with my brother having terminal cancer. That was just a lot. It was a blow to him. It did a lot to us. And I just felt like it was something that should have been done for everyone, not just my family, but to just, you know, be upfront with what's going on. This epidemic is serious. I mean, it's killing people. And it's probably still some people out there that is deteriorating today.
Chastity, what do the water and health experts say about that 60% rise in Genesee County deaths blamed on pneumonia and flu? We know that that's kind of an estimate because there still aren't hard and fast numbers. But how likely do they say it is that some of these pneumonia deaths could actually have been undiagnosed Legionnaires?
What they say is when you look at a disease like pneumonia or Legionnaires, the people that you know about are the tip of the iceberg. And we saw that in an email from a state health official as well. The ones you know about are the tip of the iceberg. So it's very likely that there are people out there who died, who weren't tested, who weren't diagnosed. And the problem is, now what do you do? How do you find out who died? And for the families, it's more a point of, should someone be held accountable for not revealing this publicly, for not letting people know, for letting people die without being tested, letting people get sick without being diagnosed? We might not ever know how many people had pneumonia or were attributed, their deaths were attributed to pneumonia and it was Legionnaires. We might not ever know that. But what we do know is, if they had known, they could have taken their mom, the Marbles could have taken their mom somewhere else if they had known this outbreak was going on. If they had some suspicions of Legionnaires, they could have done an autopsy soon after her death to test the lung tissue. There's so many ifs, you know,
yes.
if. But what we do know is that diagnosed deaths are the tip of the iceberg. There are likely more out there. How many? We might not ever know. And people like the Marble family want some accountability and some answers.
LaShima, your family is preparing to file a suit against McLaren, and you've engaged a civil rights attorney, not a personal injury attorney. Why was that?
Because, Chastity said, there's a lot of ifs there. And a lot of people are going to try to say, hey, oh, but she wasn't tested. There's no proof that she had Legionnaires. Well, something has to be done because someone has to be accountable for their actions. You know, my mom had 11 grandchildren. My daughter graduates next year. I haven't gotten married yet. You know, these are the things that is hurtful. And someone should be held accountable. As far as having a suit against them, I want someone to actually step up and say, you know what? I have a conscience. That's what I want. I want someone to say, you know what? We made mistakes. We did some things wrong. I haven't seen anyone or heard anyone say that we are accountable for what happened to Ms. Marble and all these other people out there. That hasn't happened. And something needs to be done.
And also, in the story, we quote their attorney, Bill Goodman, who's a well-known civil rights attorney, and he says, you know, you got to look at Flint and what happened here. You have a majority, a predominantly black community that's suffering with this. And so I think that's part of the reason the whole issue of civil rights comes into play. And one thing, too, I think people need to know about the Marble family. If you're from Flint, you know who the Marble family is. You're a basketball family. Roy Marble Jr. is legendary in Flint. His son is an NBA player today. So there are going to be people who say, oh, they just want money. I don't think they need money, and this was not something that they came at from the point of view of getting a civil lawsuit to get paid.
When you think that your mother went into the hospital in March of 2015, mm-hmm. and we know at least in January, state officials, the state chief medical officer was in on an email. Mm-hmm. There were emails happening at the state level, at the county level. The hospital knew about this worrisome problem with Legionnaires' disease, and no one said a word to the public.
For months and months and months. And it's something that people are still struggling with today. It's the reason why there are these lawsuits. It's the reason why people in Flint don't trust the government. You have 12 people confirmed who have died. But if you ask anyone in Flint, you have 100,000 people who are exposed to poisonous water. And to say that 12 people passed away from this, nobody believes that.
As you were researching and digging into this story, Chastity Pratt-Dossie, what did state and county health officials say to you?
State officials are very, very careful with what they do and don't say. I've put forth so many FOIA requests that were kicked back and denied because I wanted to look at all the death certificates in the county during that time for myself. 4,000 people died in that year. Just let me look at them and sort through myself and look at the pneumonia deaths. No, no, no. We don't do that in Michigan. They could if they wanted to, but they don't have to, so they won't. When we asked about the pneumonia information. Well, the 2015 pneumonia death information is not yet available, and they needed, they said they need more time to really look into, you know, whether there could be any connection to Legionnaires. We've not really gotten a lot of answers. And the hospital, of course, being under lawsuits, they don't want to talk about any of it at all. The county health department, you know, they're kind of in the same boat with the state health department. It's something that they say they'll look into, but they're not going into details.
What's next, Chastity? What do we watch for?
Well, we obviously watch for the lawsuit that the Marble family is considering. We watch to see if the task force that the governor appointed to look at the Flint water crisis takes up this issue. They're having their own issues with another story this week. But we look to see if other state government departments respond with some sort of investigation. That's what we look for.
Lashima, what do you hope comes out of it? I mean, this cannot have been easy opening up and sharing your story this way, but what do you hope comes out of this for you and for others in Flint, in the Flint area?
I hope that they do some investigating, pull those medical charts of all of these actual pneumonia, just any fatalities, just to see, you know, if this is something that is causing Legionella. Someone has to step up and say, hey, you know what? We really need to look into this and investigate and stop focusing on, okay, let me cover up, you know, what we've done. Instead of doing that, let's try to restore Flint and find out what is it that we need to do and make someone accountable for it. That's what I'm looking for.
Chastity Pratt-Dossie's story about the Legionnaires' death toll in Flint and about the Marble case is at bridgemi.com. Lashima Marble, we want to thank you so much for being here and generously sharing your story, and we'll be all thinking of you because this cannot be easy, and it's a long journey after you lose a beloved parent.
Thank you for the support.
Chastity Pratt-Dossie, it's always great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
We asked McLaren Flint for a comment on this interview. A spokesperson told us because of federal HIPAA privacy laws and ongoing litigation, they are unable to make any comment.